听力课堂，听 class.com。
Unit 8, Choice versus Chance. Part 1, Getting Ready. A. The following words and phrases will appear in this unit. Listen carefully and study the definitions.
1. Career. 2. Make a fortune. 3. Torture. 4. Shift. 5. Aptitude. 6. Teamwork. 7. Client. 8. Survey. 9. Cross-section. 10. Brainstorm.
B. A new friend of yours is telling you about his career. Listen carefully. Rearrange the following events in the order of time, and then complete the following flow diagram.
I suppose my career's a bit unusual, because I went to university when I was 25, a lot later than most people go. When I left school, I went straight out to work. I worked as a clerk in a small office. My father criticized me, I remember, for not going on studying while I had the chance, but I wanted to earn myself some money. Anyway, that job didn't last long because I had to go into the army when I was 20. I stayed in for 5 years. I don't know what good my university course did because I'm unemployed now. Oh, I know. I got a job when I finished my university course. I was 29 then, but it didn't last long. Well, I never really thought I would enjoy teaching very much. So, as I say, I'm unemployed now and looking for something else.
Part 2. Summer Jobs. A. You are going to hear an interview with some students who are doing holiday jobs in Brighton. While listening for the first time, add more key words in the left-hand column. After the second listening, answer the questions.
Christine, what about you? What have you been doing this summer?
Working, mostly.
You mean you've been studying?
Oh, no. I've been doing a job to earn money.
And have you made your fortune yet?
Hardly. But I haven't done too badly. I've been getting about £70 a week, plus my meals and my accommodation.
Mm-hmm.
So I've earned over £500, and I've managed to save most of it.
That sounds pretty good. What kind of work have you been doing, exactly?
I've been working in a hotel.
What, as a waitress?
No, I've been helping in the kitchen most of the time.
Mm-hmm.
Washing and peeling vegetables, preparing breakfast trays, washing up, that sort of thing.
And have you been enjoying it, or has it been rather boring?
No, it hasn't been too bad. I found it quite interesting here, in fact. Not so much the work itself, but the people I've got to know and the friends I've made.
Mm.
And I've managed to do lots of things in my spare time, too. It's a seaside town, so there's been quite a lot going on in the evenings.
Mm-hmm.
You know, dancing, bowling, cinemas and so on.
Mm.
And on my afternoons off, I've been doing quite a bit of sunbathing and swimming.
Yes, I can see you've got quite brown. You've obviously been having some reasonable weather here. Now, what about Kevin here? Kevin, you've managed to get a fantastic suntan. How have you been spending your time here? Have you been doing a holiday job?
Yes, I've been working down on the beach. I like an outdoor job. I've been mostly hiring out deck chairs, you know, going round collecting the money. But I've also been selling papers.
And have you earned a lot of money?
Not a lot. I came here for a cheap holiday more than anything else. My brother's the one who's been making money this summer.
Has he been working here in Brighton too?
No, he's in Italy working as a courier for a travel firm.
Ah.
He's been taking Americans round Italy on coach tours and having a fantastic time. And one of them has invited him to go and work in America next summer.
Lucky him.
B. Now listen to the interview again. Write in the missing words with the help of the above notes. Part 3. Jobs. My idea of hell, my idea of heaven. A. You are going to hear three people describing the jobs they would hate to do. While listening for the first time, add more key words in the left-hand column. After the second listening, tick the places that they consider as hells in the right-hand column.
I think my idea of hell would be to have a job where I had to do the same thing over and over again, like somebody working in a factory, just picking up one thing from one place and putting it into another, and this just going on and on, day in and day out. If it was that kind of job, I would just go mad.
Well, I think the thing I would least like to do, given an option of anything in the world, would be to be the guy who sits in a nuclear power station watching for it to start melting down. You know, the guy who sits there in front of those... It's just, you know, it's a revolting thing anyway, but you can imagine the boredom and the responsibility at the same time. It would just be completely terrible. I'd hate that.
I think the job I don't actually think I would be capable of doing it as to be work as the killing person in an abattoir. I think that would be it's self-explanatory why I couldn't do it. I can't imagine how people actually do it. I met somebody once who was one of the people that went into a chicken battery, and they'd spend all night. They were only working night shift and just kill chickens. And I just couldn't comprehend how they managed to do that and how they stayed sane. That would be the worst thing. I think it'll be torture in more ways than one.
B. Now listen to the same three people describing the jobs they would really like to have. While listening for the first time, add more key words in the left-hand column. After the second listening, write down their ideal jobs in the right-hand column.
On the other hand, it would be wonderful to have a job where you are paid a lot of money and you could travel to different countries. Someone like a television reporter, or an archaeologist, or an anthropologist. I mean, those are the exciting kinds of jobs I'd like to have. I can't pinpoint one, but it has to be a job where I can travel and see different countries and have time to actually stay in those countries and learn a little about those countries and visit exciting places.
What would I like to do? Well, I guess probably the best job in the world would be to play for the New York Mets. You can't beat that. You just can't beat that. Third baseman for the New York Mets. The Mets? Oh, they're a baseball team. Best baseball team in the world.
To choose another sort of job that I would really like. I would very much like to be a photographer. Because it would give me an opportunity to work with people, but at the same time, be independent still. And that's the thing that I always need. I need to be independent, be able to work on my own, and be amongst other people. Very much like you, I think. That I have to have other contact, but like to get on with my own thing.
See, now try this. Listen to some more authentic versions of the monologues. Pay close attention to the reasons given by each speaker. Complete the following chart with the help of the above notes.
I think my idea of hell would be to have a job where I had to do the same thing over and over again, like somebody working in a factory, just picking up one thing from one place and putting it into another, and this... just going on and on and day in and day out. If it was that kind of job, I would just go mad.
Well, I think the thing I would least like to do, given an option of anything in the world, would be to be the guy who sits in a nuclear power station watching for it to start melting down. You know, the guys who sit there in front of those.
Yeah.
That's just, I mean, it's a revolting thing anyway, but can you imagine the boredom and the responsibility at the same time? It would just be... completely terrible. I hate that.
I think the job I don't actually think I would be capable of doing it is to be work as the killing person in an abattoir. I think that would be my... It's self-explanatory why I couldn't do it. I can't imagine how people actually do it. I met somebody once who was one of the people that went into a chicken battery, and they spend all night, they only work in night shift, and just kill chickens. And I just couldn't comprehend how they managed to do that and how they stayed sane. That would be the worst thing, I think. It would be torture in more ways than one.
On the other hand, it would be wonderful to have a job where you are paid a lot of money and you could travel to different countries. Someone like a television reporter or an archaeologist or an anthropologist. I mean, those are the exciting kinds of jobs I'd like to have. I can't pinpoint one, but it has to be a job where I can travel and see different countries and have time to actually stay in those countries and learn a little about those countries and visit exciting places.
Yeah.
What would I like to do? Well, I guess probably the best job in the world would be to play for the New York Mets. You can't beat that. You just can't beat that. Third baseman for the New York Mets.
They're six.
What's that?
The Mets. Oh, the baseball team. Best baseball team in the world.
Choose another sort of job that I would really like. I would very much like to be a photographer. Because it would give you an opportunity to work with people, but at the same time be independent still. And that's the thing that I always need. I need to be independent, be able to work on my own, and be amongst other people, very much like you, I think, that have to have other contact, but like to get on with my own thing.
Part 4. More about the topic, occupational outlook. The following short passage is about the occupational outlook in America. Supply the missing words while listening.
For many people, their life work or vocation is a matter of chance rather than choice. Yet there is great variety in the world of work. The task of selecting the right work from the thousands of available choices takes vocational planning. Individuals need to know many things about themselves and many things about the world of work. After they have this information in hand, the requirements of the work can be matched against the present and potential qualifications of each individual, and a choice can be made. This procedure requires time, effort, and study, but the rewards are great. There are several factors to be considered when choosing a vocation: aptitudes, interests, education and training, wages and salaries, and physical demands. Each is essential to making a good vocational choice. Based on the Occupational Outlook Handbook, some American occupations are expected to grow in the future, and others are likely to decline sharply. Changes are related to the United States economy. The occupational areas expected to be in greatest demand will be in response to changes predicted in American society for the coming years. The following occupations are expected to have the fastest growth: accountants and auditors, actuaries, computer programmers, operators and technicians, corrections officers, electrical and electronic engineers and technicians, lawyers and legal assistants, medical practitioners and managers, public relations specialists, securities and financial analysts, tool programmers, travel agents. Occupational areas expected to decline include jobs that require manual skills, those that do not rely on computers or other technologies, and those that are unable to respond to changes in society. This does not mean that there will be no jobs in these areas, simply fewer opportunities and fewer workers. They include butchers and meat cutters, industrial truck and trailer operators, mail carriers and postal clerks, statistical clerks, stenographers, telephone installers and repairers.
Part 5. Memory Test. My Line of Work. You are going to hear three people describing the work they do. Listen carefully and decide what each job is. Make notes of the aspects of their jobs the speakers like and dislike.
Well, we don't actually open till 9:30, but, I have to be there at 8:45 because there's lots to do beforehand. I think what I like about it is I like meeting people, or rather dealing with people, because we're really stuck behind that glass thing. We used to have microphones and use them to speak to people, but they decided it was too impersonal, so they changed it back. I like dealing with people, like I said. It's surprising, how varied the work is, really. Well, a lot of it is routine, of course, but there's still something unexpected every day. You never know who's going to walk in and come up to your position. I do like handling money. I like the responsibility and the feeling that the customers trust you, because you are dealing with their money and their livelihood. But what I don't like is the way people can be rude or angry about little things that aren't my fault. It's usually because they made a mistake themselves and they aren't prepared to admit it. Well, it's up to them to check if they've got enough to cover a check, if they write it, isn't it, really?
Well, every day is different. I mean, some days I spend hours on end meeting with clients, trying to find out exactly what they want. Or I try to persuade them that our ideas will work. Now, you see, we're very rarely given a free hand by clients. A lot of time is spent on research. You see, we have to do all the viewing and the readership figures. We do our own surveys to find out what a cross-section of people think. Of course, it's not just what they think. I mean, people can say, yes, that's great, I found it really amusing, and so on. But what counts is, does it sell the goods? Now, if we don't show a rise in sales, then we lose a client. It's as simple as that. Still, what I enjoy most is really the creative side. Now, ideas, they come to you everywhere at the most unexpected times. In fact, the best idea I ever had came to me when I was in the bath. And I just jumped straight out. I got on the phone to the client. Usually we have what we call brainstorming sessions in the office. So the best ideas are usually a result of teamwork. That's what makes a good agency. A team of individuals who can work both alone and together. It takes a special sort of person. Now, the biggest drawback of the work is that you stand or fall by results. If your ideas are drying up, or if you make an expensive mistake, then you get the sack. There's always that hanging over you. It's always worrying.
I'm what you might call a front man, or front woman, I suppose. We work the normal sort of hours, a couple in the mornings and the same again in the evening. It's only a 5-day week, which is nice. On Saturdays, they only see people by appointment. Yes, I enjoy most of the work tremendously, really. I like dealing with people. Some more than others, mind you. There are the odd, really difficult characters, of course. I'm known as the dragon to some of them, so I hear on the grapevine. Not that that really bothers me. You just can't let them have their own way all the time, and some of them are never away from the place. That can be a bit tedious. Partners are good to work for, on the whole. There are three of them, two men and a woman. She can be a bit of a battle axe, but I try to rise above it. I've been with them for, almost 7 years now. I still don't feel like moving on. So I suppose that says a lot for the job, really, doesn't it?